T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks to Kevin Durant, our gambling emergency is over.
He shut us up. Are we allowed to talk?
Oh, did he shut us up?
I was watching that game, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, did he shut us up?
I wanted to email him. Sorry.
If there was any doubt, because I was watching that game with my son on the couch. We kept jumping off the couch, and it's just because he's so versatile.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he's knocking down a three. Doesn't matter if he's driving the lane, making a bucket, and getting fouled. That dude, we said it yesterday, someone's got to take over that game, Giannis or KD. And we said it'll be easier for KD if James Harden is out there. It wasn't. James Harden was out there almost the entire game, didn't do anything. But, yeah, KD, I mean – good God, man, that guy put the team on his back with a significant deficit and said, get on me, fellas. I got it.
And yesterday we said he has to be the best player on the court.
And he was.
I would say right now, after that performance, 49-17-10?
Ridiculous.
The best performer right now. That was the best playoff performance I've seen.
Without
so
question.
Far.
Without question.
So he's the best in the entire playoffs right now with that performance last night.
I believe so. And then speaking of the playoffs, Solana will have it in the headlines here. But Chris Paul obviously is in the COVID protocol, we heard today. But then I read from Jalen Rose that Chris Paul has been vaccinated. So he doesn't expect him to be out very long. Like you could be vaccinated, still test positive. And there's no outward symptoms, and it just, I mean, that it does what the vaccine does.
Maybe they can get Cliff Paul with the little mustache.
Maybe they can get Alfonso Ribeiro.
Just on my side, I think Cliff and Chris, I don't know, they might play very similar.
And then we know Kawhi is now probably done. It looks like ACL. Yeah. And so as Solana texted us earlier today, Kawhi and Solana, strong 2022 comebacks on the horizon. I texted Leroy Horde. I said, who do you think will take Kawhi Leonard to make a duty? You know, the way that Solana's mom has been taking him for 2 weeks now. Leroy Horde responded, a model, definitely not his mom.
Yeah, different lives, Solana, different lives.
All right, so let's bring in Solana here. We'll get headlines for the 2 o'clock hour on what today will be a loaded potato with Dolphins minicamp and all this NBA hoo-ha and a couple of into the archives that I want to get to. We should have a loaded potato. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who also is suffering with an ACL, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yeah, no, I want Leroy Horde to tell Kawhi Leonard over the phone that he's soft. That's what I want Leroy Horde to do.
No, I don't believe he was saying that you were soft because you tore your ACL. He was saying you were soft because your mommy was taking you to make a duty.
Huh. Okay.
You hear what you want to. I tore my ACL 4 times. He didn't call me soft.
Right. Because when you had to go to the bathroom, you went to the bathroom.
Yeah. I can make it to the toilet. There's only so many things that ain't going to let me make it to the toilet. ACL's not one of them.
The sports update is brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on W. SFL TV 39. Hawk, you're right, man. Like, it almost seems like KD's 49, 17, and 10, historic 49, 17, and 10 last night, is like old news because of everything that was happening this morning.
It's crazy what happened this morning. It's crazy. It was like every time I'd refresh my Twitter feed, someone else was hurt, someone was fired. I didn't know what was happening anymore.
So here, I'll just run through it.
That's
quickly.
Why when Jimmy got here this afternoon, I hugged him. I said, the hell with COVID protocols. Jimmy, everything's all right? You're feeling all right?
I feel good.
All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. He's feeling good, so put it up on the scroll.
I haven't got a hug yet.
I'm not as worried about you. I mean, I'm worried about the real glue pieces for the show.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. I'm a Jimmy fan.
Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely with a knee injury. The Clippers fear now, per a Shams Charania of The Athletic tweet, he is suffering an ACL injury. And then, as Hawk mentioned, Chris Paul sidelined indefinitely, entering health and safety protocols. Plus, we had Stan Van Gundy, just after one season with the Pelicans, out. He is no longer head coach in New Orleans. And Scott Brooks, he's been in Washington now as the head coach for a couple seasons. He could not come to new terms with his contract along with Washington. So he's out as head coach of the Wizards as well.
You know, I would say this about Stan Van Gundy. He had a roster there in New Orleans. Like, at the very least, no, stop
he
that.
He had a roster?
Yes.
He just got rid of AD and had a big fat boy, Zion.
Stop.
He did not have a great roster.
Boy. Stop
he
it.
He did not have
I didn't
a great
say,
roster.
I didn't say a great roster. He had a roster, though. It was not garbage. At the very least, that team has to be in a play-in game. Zion Williamson cannot go his NBA career without at least making it to a play-in game sheer off his sheer talent alone. You know what I mean? Like, and he had a couple pieces around him, too. So I don't, like, they underperformed, and you're not going to get rid of Zion.
No, you're
going to get rid of SVG. I totally understand it. I think they should be, you know, in the top eight in the West, but at least to a play-in game. And they didn't. I mean, that to me is such a massive underperformance that I understand it.
Oh, no. Now I'm looking at it. Steven Adams, Lonzo Ball, Eric Bledsoe, Brandon Ingram, the little
All-star.
Fat boy. Yes. He should at least made it to a play-in game.
At the very least.
I'm with you there.
At the very
least. Yeah, you bring up Zion first. That's not where it's at.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, as we said. This is a perfect time to talk about it. 49, 17, and 10.
Wait a second.
Zion will never do that in his life.
Oh,
Zion will
that.
Never
you can
do.
Say that at for a year and a half?
You're telling me Zion can go 40, 15, and 10?
When he
no
needs
chance.
To. When he needs to, he will. I'll go back and look at Kevin Durant when he start. Where he start? Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Go back and look at year one and a half and see if you would have thought you were going to see what you saw last night from Kevin Durant. Because you wouldn't have.
No, we knew Kevin Durant was a top three player in this league.
And
for
Zion
years
Williamson
and years
will
and years.
Be as
He's
well.
He's not a top three. Oh, my goodness. He can't shoot.
Neither can Giannis. He's the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Neither can Ben Simmons, by the way.
You know what?
That'll bring up Ben Simmons. Yeah, Ben Simmons. You know what? Zion is Ben Simmons.
No, stop it.
Zion is Ben Simmons.
Stop it. I mean,
how is Zion not Ben Simmons?
Are you joking?
They both have to dunk to score.
Are you joking?
Neither of them can shoot.
No. Did you see? Have you seen some of the numbers that Zion put up this year? I can't do it right now because he didn't even make it to a play-in game.
Yeah.
But he can take over a game the way that Ben Simmons cannot. And Ben Simmons,
he can take over games and can't even get to the playoffs.
And that was Stan Van Gundy's fault, and they're correcting that. They fired him. This Ben Simmons is annoying me because he's never smiling. He never has fun. This guy looks like he is being tortured every time he's out there on a basketball court.
Simmons,
he's not being tortured. We're being tortured having to watch him.
Zion's only happy when he has a beignet.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Crowder, Zion finished 27 points per game this season, 7 total rebounds, and just shy of 4 assists. 27-7.
So he's probably
just 27-7-4.
Based on that, 27-7-4
is my high school number.
Oh, get, what are you talking about? You're talking about your grades? He got a 27, a 7, and a 4.
Come on,
27-7-4 in his first year and a half, right? Because the first year didn't count, so that was essentially his rookie season. So his rookie season, 27-7-4. I'm going to tell you this: he's going to end up with more triple doubles than Russell Westbrook. What else you got, Solana?
What you got there now? What you got there now?
Just a quick update. We all know what KD did last night, 49-17-10. Steve Nash, he's saying Kyrie is out for game 6 as the series moves back to Milwaukee. James Harden will play, though.
Now, so, I mean, did he play last night? He played, but did he play?
He was out there.
He was out there.
Play defense against Giannis.
Okay, at the end there, he did play a little defense against Giannis. I mean, but that's more on – to me, that was more on Giannis than it was on James Harden's defense. I don't know what Giannis was doing on that turnaround there at the end that they really needed. Like, he's got James Harden, who's hobbled, out there, and he's doing some weird fadeaway turnaround.
Double like spin move, fadeaway, like, baseline. That was
what's
the dumbest.
Happening
that
there?
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tonight in the NBA.
Not that I cared, because we had Brooklyn, and I was happy to get off the schneid. So,
Game 5, it's Hawks, Sixers in Philadelphia, Philly 7-point favorite at home tonight. And then at 10 p.m., it's Game 5, Jazz Clippers. So we know no Kawhi Leonard. Also, Mike Conley, he's out tonight as he re-aggravated his hamstring injury. 10 p.m. tip-off from Utah. The Jazz are 7.5-point favorites tonight at home.
Yeah, that I would lay that too.
Yeah,
I would. I just think, I mean, that's going to be it for the Clippers.
Oh,
emotionally and talent wise, that's it. They're done.
Psychologically, emotionally, Kawhi is done.
Done.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like when you hear, knee sprain, you go, okay, we'll get through this game, and then it's like, well, it might be ACL. It's like. It's like that meme, the guy crying.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would lay those points.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.